A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. I used to think that the merchant in the second parable was a little crazy. What was the point of selling all you have and end up with just one pearl? But lately, the Holy Spirit has given me a new insight. And probably some of you noticed this the very first time you heard it. But I'm a little slow, I guess, and I've grown to really like these two parables very much. First, let us compare them. Although they seem basically the same, getting something, finding something of great value, there are subtle nuances that point out some differences. In the story of the field, a person finds a treasure by accident. He wasn't really looking for it. Maybe he was planting corn or vegetables or something. And he is completely surprised. There were no banks or safety deposit box in ancient times, and people buried their money and valuables in the ground. This was especially true during times of persecution or war. And their hope was that they could escape the difficulties and then return later to retrieve their property. So perhaps this person, this man out in the field, stumbled upon someone's long-forgotten treasures. So he buys the field in order to dig up the treasure and perhaps even find more. In the second parable, we read of a merchant having to search and struggle. Perhaps he traveled great distances to foreign lands to find what he was looking for. When his quest is finally rewarded, his joy is as unbounded as the first man who found the treasure in the field. Both are stories of great joy and a willingness to give up all they have for the object of their desire. Young people are often like this. Have you ever heard the expression, "I'd give anything if I could fill in the blank"? Well, our greatest desire, whether we're aware of it or not, is happiness. A total, complete, satisfying happiness, which ultimately can be found only in God. Each day and each hour, we have the opportunity to find God more deeply in our lives. Jesus is really the way, the truth, and the life. A life of happiness and the kingdom of God. Because it's really Jesus who is the kingdom of heaven. As we seek Jesus, as we seek God, the Holy Trinity, let us try to be aware of his hidden presence in our lives, and we will be filled with joy at the treasure that God really is. God is someone who lavishes us with abundant gifts. Oh, they may not seem to be gifts as the world judges, but each moment of our earthly lives is a gift to prepare us for the everlasting joy of heaven. God, like a pearl, is beauty, more beautiful than a pearl or a flower or the entire universe. God is truly and totally beauty, truth, and goodness. The things that our souls seek and our hearts yearn for. Come, Lord Jesus. Come into our hearts and minds and reveal to us the fullness of the divine Trinity.